The federal government is saying the hardworking, blue-collar immigrants who built this country are a relic of the past. Today, Canada is looking for highly skilled and educated immigrants who will succeed in the knowledge-based economy. The newly proposed immigration regulations are trying to bring these skilled workers to Canada. A revised point system would award 70 out of 100 points to education, knowledge of official languages, and work experience. An immigrant would need 80 points for admission to Canada. These changes are supposed to give Canada a leading edge in the global economy. But if these highly skilled immigrants make Canada's economy so competitive, does this imply that less skilled Canadians who are already here are an economic burden? Most Canadians can consider themselves lucky that they're already here. Under the newly proposed guidelines, the great majority of Canadians would not qualify for immigrant status. In a statistical exercise, I matched 1996 census data with the proposed requirements for immigration. Most Canadians would receive extra points because they are considered highly adaptable to Canadian society. But even then, only 26% of adult Canadian-born men and 20% of Canadian-born women would qualify for immigration. Even in the highly desired 21 to 44 age category, only 33% of Canadians would be eligible to land in Canada. In rural areas, the number of eligible Canadians shrinks to a mere 19%. From a purely economical viewpoint, we should probably strip all unskilled Canadians of their citizenship, expel them from Canada, and replace them with the highly skilled immigrants. Lucky for Canadians, they are not held to the same standards as foreigners. This dual standard raises some serious ethical issues. Should we really treat people differently simply because they were born in a different part of the world? It contradicts Canadians' keen sense of equality and democracy. If we do not change our perspective on immigration, our greed will render the equality of human beings mere rhetoric rather than a valued principle. Another problem is that Canada seeks economic benefit by draining other countries of their most highly skilled workers, and this drain is felt most acutely in the developing world. This policy of luring skilled workers from poor countries contradicts efforts in the international community to assist these countries. Much of Canada's immigration regulation seems to be driven by the selfish pursuit of economic gain. It overrides the principle of equality that we claim to embrace. As an immigrant myself, I know that I was selected to enter this beautiful country because of my human capital. But to my neighbors and my community, I hope that my contribution does more than make Canada a competitive economy. For commentary, I'm Harold Bowder in Guelph.